Bill, there's always room for Jell-O.
That's what they say, Wendy, that there is always room for Jell-O. And we're going to talk about the spokesperson for the Jell-O Corporation, the Jell-O pudding man himself, Bill Cosby. Rich Lankoff is in the studio with us. Rich, first of all, Happy New Year. Thanks for being here.
Happy New Year.
Great to see you. We bring you on from time to time to help us sort out various questions in the legal world. We all know what Bill Cosby's story is of late. You know, it's silly to even recount this, but he was America's favorite TV dad. He was one of the finest stand-up comics of all time. And then, as we have found out over the last year plus, 40 women have come across and said that he has molested them. He has sexually assaulted them over the years. Now, because of the statute of limitations, he was not up for these crimes. But now, all of a sudden, one of them took place within the legal term.
By a few days, right?
By just a few days.
Yeah, just under the 12-year deadline in Pennsylvania, the prosecutor charged him with this crime. And, just within days of the statute of limitations running. So this is probably the only criminal case that they'll be able to pursue because of the statute of limitations. But, yeah, he will face charges on this one.
Now, the one of the new folds that just happened over the past week is that his wife, Camille, is now being told more than likely she'll have to testify against him.
For what? I mean, what? Why is she being called to the stand? That's what I don't get that.
So there's a couple of angles. What we heard on Thursday was in a civil suit. So there's a Massachusetts civil suit in that's being heard in federal court, brought by three women who are alleging defamation against Bill Cosby because he came out and said that their allegations against him are untrue. So they're saying that he defamed them by denying their charges. In the civil suit, they issued a subpoena for a deposition for Camille Cosby. The deposition was supposed to be this week, and Camille Cosby went in on a motion to quash that subpoena, arguing that because of the marital privilege, which is well recognized, she shouldn't be forced to testify against her husband. The court, the federal judge, said that's not going to apply in this case. The interest of you testifying outweigh the marital privilege, and also because she is Cosby's manager, that negates the privilege. So that's in the civil suit. In the criminal case against Cosby in Pennsylvania, that's a whole other issue. The prosecutors will likely call her. The defense team wants her to support Cosby, as she came on and did when this all came up a few years ago. We'll see what happens in the criminal case. But in the civil case, she'll likely testify.
How common is this? I know we've learned that a spouse isn't supposed to be able to testify against their husband or wife. But how often do they find a loophole like this?
It's, you know, a pretty hard and fast rule. It's a pretty well-established privilege. It's like, you know, attorney-client, doctor-patient. We've all heard of those. The spousal privilege is one that's generally accepted, the idea being you shouldn't have to testify against your spouse for things that occur during the marriage. There's a couple of exceptions. For example, if the spouses are suing each other, obviously, that doesn't apply. And if there's a criminal action by one against the other, it doesn't apply. But in this case, generally, the privilege is upheld. But in this case, again, because she has this dual role as his manager as well, then her testimony is definitely relevant and will probably, as the judge ruled, the privilege won't be upheld.
Aren't you guys all shocked that, you know, Hannibal Buress, this comic, comes up with this? He did this bit about Cosby even before it. Didn't he do it like a couple years ago, and then it started getting ahead of steam, and then people were glomming onto this? I mean, if he knew this, why does it take Hannibal Buress to take Bill Cosby down? That's my question.
Yeah, I mean, it was a YouTube clip by the comedian that you mentioned that really started the ball rolling, even though this has been going on, you know, the allegations, the charges have been going on for at least 10 years. In this case, we know that the complaints date back at least 10 years and that there was an investigation criminally into it, and the prosecutor didn't bring charges. So it's been out there for a long time. Why it took Hannibal Buress's video to get it really seriously looked at, who knows? It is interesting.
Rich, are they allowed, during this particular case, it's a civil case, are they allowed to even consider the fact that now we're looking at 40-plus women making allegations that Bill Cosby had some sort of sexual incident with them? Can they look at that, or do they just have to just single this one out?
Yeah, great question. So in the civil case, they're going to look at everything. They're going to look at all the evidence. They're going to look at the fact that there's been all of these allegations. The real question, the real interesting legal question, is in the criminal case, whether the prosecutor will be able to introduce evidence of these other accusers. He shouldn't really be able to, right? Because it's only accusations.
Right.
You shouldn't be allowed to offer accusations as evidence of Cosby's guilt in the criminal case. Will that evidence get in? It probably will. Even if it doesn't get in, the 12 people sitting on the jury inevitably will have that in their mind, right? We've talked on this show before, as well as on Legal Face-Off, about whether you can get a fair jury in the Cosby case. Even if that evidence doesn't get in, what juror won't know about the 40-plus other women who have alleged sexual misconduct?
But now here's what I've been told about the jury process is – they can have knowledge of it. They just can't have their minds made up as to whether or not he or whoever is guilty or innocent. But they can have knowledge of it, just not have a mind made up about
it. Exactly true.
Right?
The question isn't whether you can find 12 jurors who haven't heard about Cosby's alleged misconduct. I mean, you'd have to go to Neptune for that, right?
Yeah.
On this planet, you're not going to find 12 people who haven't heard about it. But to your point, you're correct. The question isn't whether they've heard about it, but the question is whether they have made up their mind about Cosby's guilt or innocence before hearing all of the evidence in this case. That's the bigger question. And again, you know, you'd like to think that there are jurors who, even though they've heard about these allegations, can put that aside. But in reality, you know, that's the mystery of juries.
It's very hard to believe that he did something like this. And I feel bad for some of the women who are coming forward to accuse him, because they're getting raked over the coals on a lot of internet sites. It's like, this woman's a crack addict. She has a history, a sordid past, a legal history. And it's terrible to think that they are getting raked over the coals because of their accusations. Although I feel like, Bill, you would be a perfect juror, because seriously, you don't want to believe this. So
you
want to listen to the evidence and see. I don't know if I believe each and every one of these women, but it's terrible for me to even say that out loud.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the numbers are compelling. I mean, I think the numbers right now are 50 plus. It's hard to believe that this amount of, you know, this group of people would somehow collude and get together and decide to make up accusations against Bill Cosby. He's alleging that it was all consensual. It's hard.
But some of them, like, were allegedly violated by him and continuing to see him.
Correct. That,
those are the things in question. Is
yeah,
it like
the woman in this case, in the Pennsylvania case, Constant, after the alleged night where he drugged her, she still came back twice to his house. That will be brought up by the defense. You know, why did you continue to have relations with and even, you know, why were you continuing to go to his house if this happened? You know, there's a whole psychosis of being abused, of course.
Right.
There's a whole, you know, there's all issues about returning to the person that abused you that will be brought up by the prosecution. But you're right. These women will and have been, as we've seen, be raked over the coals for this.
I held in my head for a little while the small hope that things were on the up and up. Then I saw on, I want to say Dateline, one of the shows that if it's not Dateline is like Dateline, they had on a stage, they had 30-something of the women. I don't know if you saw this or not. It was impossible to not watch those stories and go, these women are not lying. These women are telling. Because you could see, not from whatever woman was telling their version of the story, but from the reactions of the other ones, like, wow, I thought, because they all kept saying the same thing. I thought at the time it was the world against me, that when I told the world that Bill Cosby did this to me, no one would believe it. And sometimes, like, their mothers or their managers or whoever they would tell would go, what are you talking about? Bill Cosby would never do something like that.
Right.
And you could just see the familiarity in the room of people going, I thought I was the only one experiencing that.
Yeah, I mean, again, the sheer volume of women, the similarity in stories, the detail in which they describe the alleged acts. You know, it would be hard-pressed to look at that as a group, as a composite, and think that there's not something there.
Maybe not each and every one of these women will be telling the truth. I don't know. But this guy's going to end up serving his last few years in prison, I have a feeling.
Yeah, no question. I mean, the charge in the Pennsylvania criminal case can be up to 10 years. Generally, those kind of cases get around 2 or 3 years if convicted. I think Cosby's 74 or 76.
And not in great health.
We saw him stumble into the courtroom.
But is that an act at all, Rich? There have been times where people in a similar situation will say, I'm going to make things look really bad right now. Is that a possibility here?
Sure. He's an actor, of course. His defense team is saying that he's blind.
We did meet him, though, and he autographed stuff for my sons, which is weird. I was cleaning, and I found it, and my 16-year-old goes, what do we do with this Bill Cosby autograph? And I'm like, hold on to it. I don't know. We're not going to display it, but yeah, hold on to it. And he was saying, here, put
his
it right in front
terrible.
Of me, because I can't really see, I believe, glaucoma or something. He does not... I don't know. He's a great actor, evidently, because who would have thought for a second that he would have done any of this?
Yeah, I mean, we've all seen the TV coverage of him. He doesn't look great. That could be partially an act. Who knows? But listen, I don't think he has to. A large segment of the jury pool is going to be impressed by the fact that he's Bill Cosby.
Right.
I mean, remember, this was like the biggest star of the 80s, worth $400 million by most accounts. At one point, you know, just a decade or so ago, he talked about buying NBC. This is a major superstar. So there is an issue with the jury just being swayed by his celebrity and not looking at the evidence. And, you know, if he seems more sympathetic and he seems in ill health, that could even be a larger benefit to him.
Let me add to that. If you look at celebrity cases over the past decade, and you can go to O.J. Simpson, you can go to Robert Blake, you can go to Phil Spector, pick the celebrity. In almost all those cases, all the ones I just mentioned, those guys walked away.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
and a lot of it had to do with the fact that the jury or the judge was in some kind of awe.
Phil Spector didn't walk away.
He's not doing time. Phil Spector's free, isn't he?
I thought he was in jail.
I think he's free. I'm not.
No.
I think he's free.
But, you know, this case, even if you know, everything, even if you get a great jury, even if the jury is going to, you know, forget everything they know and listen to the evidence, they're not swayed by his celebrity, they're not swayed by his ill health. The fact is, from a legal perspective, from a criminal perspective, this is a very tough case to win. This prosecutor has a 98% victory percentage, a record. So he generally doesn't bring cases that he can't win. That being said, remember, this all happened over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
The first prosecutor decided there wasn't enough evidence to convict him. You've got eyewitnesses who are gone, dead, forget. I mean, the reason these cases aren't brought this late into the statute of limitations generally is because they're hard to prove as the years go on. They don't become easier. They become harder.
Yeah, but for women, I think a lot of times they don't want to reveal this information, and it seems like a statute of limitation shouldn't be on this type of case.
Yeah, I mean,
The evidence, you know, unless there's a rape kit or something that they have in possession of someone, it's too long.
Yeah, I mean, there is a reason for a statute of limitations, you know, the reason being obvious reasons. You have to, at some point, bring the case forward. And the longer you wait, the less credible the evidence becomes. That's the logic behind it. Pennsylvania has a longer than normal statute of limitations. You could argue that they should be longer, but... there is some logic to saying that you could, you know, at some point you have to say that you can't bring credible evidence anymore.
Right.
We have to take a quick break.
Yeah.
And then there's a texter that has a question that wants you to answer it. His name is Rich Lankoff. And Legal Face Off is the name of the podcast. You can find it on WGNplus.com. Or you can listen to this Bill and Wendy show here on 720 WGN.
Quick correction. From me?
In 2009, Phil Spector was found guilty of second-degree murder. He was sentenced to 19 years in North Kern State Prison in California. He was also ordered to pay $17,000 to Donna Clarkson, Lana Clarkson's mother, for funeral expenses.
So he is behind bars. The other celebrities we mentioned are all walking free, but he's in jail.
And this is the key. Throughout his incarceration, Spector has not been allowed to wear any type of wig.
No. Greatest hair of any celebrity defendant, for
incredible
sure.
Incredible hair. No
question.
You get
like three or four looks through the trial. Yeah. The curly and then the pompadour.
And we were talking off the air. I've been, you know, watching streaming things I did. I've been watching a lot of Hulu and Netflix. Mm-hmm. And there's this O.J. Simpson movie that's coming out with John Travolta playing Robert Shapiro. And they make him look so great with those crazy arched eyebrows.
It's amazing what eyebrows could do to a kid.
Oh, my God. And who's OJ? Cuba Gooding?
Cuba Gooding Jr., yeah.
It really looks good.
Yeah. Comes out next month, I think.
Schwimmer's in it.
If David Schwimmer's in it, I'm there.
All right. We are talking to Rich Lankoff because sometimes, you know, legalese is not easy for me to understand. And he is co-host of Legal Face Off. Who's your partner again?
You know, it's been so long. He's literally on a beach in Mexico now. So.
Is he?
That'll be Jason rough. Whiteside is the better half of Legal Face Off, or the other half, I should say.
Yep.
And then you can find that on WGNplus.com. Someone wants to know if, with getting back to Bill Cosby and everything, someone, and I don't know if this has anything to do with anything, but here's 847. Would you ask if the attacks occurred in the timeline before Cosby's son was murdered? Because I know his son.
Enos.
I think it's Ennis.
I say Enos. I know.
Let's I'm thinking of Theo for some reason. Theo's in my head.
But yes, you're so quick to whip out the Enos.
Right. I just resigned, by the way. I'm no longer on the show, Rich.
You do every time, and I don't know that's how it's pronounced, but he had an alleged drug problem and was killed. And
Bill Cosby's had a lot of things happen.
It's very terrible tragedies.
That have been his son's death, his brother, Russell, who we talked about in his stand-up all the time, had a very, very difficult life. Bill Cosby, without a doubt, has had some awful, awful things happen behind the scenes. It doesn't make anything that he's
I don't know
being
the connection.
Accused
no,
of correct.
No, but somebody really wanted to know that. What's his son's name?
Ennis. All right.
Cockroach.
Right. Cockroach.
Wasn't Cockroach one of the...
That was his son's friend.
Yeah.
That was
and not to son's say sweaters. That he doesn't deserve it, because honestly, if Bill Cosby is found to be guilty, which, I mean, come on. I remember when this first broke, Bill, it was like one woman, two women. Then when it turned all of a sudden into 20, then into 50, it just seems like there's no way at all this guy could be innocent.
It doesn't seem like... I mean, I know anything's possible, but boy, in this case...
And he tweeted something out over the weekend. I was reading something that he was tweeting, thanks for the support, people, or something like that.
Right.
I mean, he's still out there. He was doing stand-up, you know, a few months ago.
In Canada. Yeah.
And someone heckled him, remember?
Yeah, it didn't go well.
Yeah.
Did not go well.
Why would he put himself out there? I know maybe it's the OJ syndrome, too, where he thinks, I didn't do this. I don't know why people are saying it. Like, he's got himself convinced.
Yeah, that and legal bills.
I guess.
He's gonna face a lot of legal bills as this continues, both on the civil side and the criminal side. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him out there doing more stand-up.
This is a strange twist, but now that his wife, Camille, and they've been together for years and years and years, if you're her and all of a sudden you're on the stand and you're thinking, this is the guy, I know he's provided for her, I understand that, but really he betrayed her quite regularly. Isn't this her chance?
I hope she takes him down, man. If
that's
I was
what I'm
in
saying.
Her
that's
shoes.
That's a golden opportunity to go, all right,
seriously.
Now it's my turn.
Yeah, that would be quite a twist if all of a sudden, after supporting him for this, you know, year or so, she turned around and said, yeah, it's all true.
Yeah.
But
there are some points in life where you cannot stand by your man, and when you hear some of the horrific things that he's accused of, that would be amazing.
Yeah, no question.
If you look at other cases like Josh Duggar, where his wife, as soon as this was going on, his wife separated herself from this, or Jared Fogle, where as soon as the accusations were made, his wife said, we're done. This can't continue. I'm a little bit surprised, even after all those years together, that she stuck by him.
You're right. Those examples are... good examples, because generally when this happens, the wife does come out and like gets out of there right away, gets a divorce right away. After 50 years, you know, maybe she's so used to it. Maybe she's just, you know, sort of shut herself off from the whole thing and she realizes maybe financially it's better for her.
Right.
Who knows? But at this point, she certainly has come out and supported him.
I've heard celebrities say, I've read this many, many times where they go, we have an arrangement where the wife will look, you know, because I provide her so many great things, she looks the other way. She gives me my freedom to do things that I need to do. But this is above and beyond that. This is
a lot
criminal.
Of people have arrangements like that.
Some people have arrangements.
That's a crappy arrangement.
Yeah, I think so.
I think Bill Cosby's just freaking out that his name is being mentioned with the likes of a Josh Duggar and Jared Fogle right now.
Well,
that's sad.
But except if you, again, we have to say if, because it hasn't been proved to be true yet, then he is as bad, if not worse, than those other two examples.
I mean, much worse. You know, I mean,
just by volume alone,
it's hard to compare with Jared Fogle. Yeah. I mean, he did some pretty atrocious things, but yeah, 50 women over the course of 25 years or so.
Unbelievable.
Pretty terrible.
And other people have speculated these are the women that have come across. Maybe there's more that are still sitting back going, I have nothing to gain from bringing my name into it, so I just won't.
Sure.
So who knows what the true number is.
Wasn't he busy working? How did he have the time to be with all these women when he was Father of the Year on The Cosby Show, teaching us all how to grow up?
I can't figure that out either.
Yeah. Also pushing the pudding pops.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, selling the pudding.
Yep.
And what about my sweaters?
What about the sweaters,
and my sardines?
You got to take that into account, too. Rich, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Happy 2016. We hope to see you a lot more often in the new year.
Thank you very much.
That's Rich Lankoff, everybody. We'll take a quick break. We've got news coming up next. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.